Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Friday, September 23rd. Got a great episode today. It's going to be a really good one. Got a phenomenal guest. He sets lines for Bet Online, one of the websites. When people ask, Jay, where do you bet online? I don't, you know, reveal that because A, do you work for the IRS? B, they're not paying me. And C, do your own homework, guys. Bet Online is a reputable offshore site if you do feel like recreational wagering. So I brought Dave Mason on to break down the Game 3 lines, where the big money is. We recorded it on Thursday before Steelers-Browns, so we didn't get into that because I knew I'd talk about it here on the podcast. And at the end of the pod, I have all the bets I've made for college football, only one, and NFL plenty. I think you're going to like Dave Mason. I just to tease what he's going to say. He is a big Jets fan this weekend. He's a big Broncos fan this weekend. You can tell where that's going. But we got to get to that in a little bit. But first, we got to start with that ugly, just boring-ass football game. Steelers 17, Browns 29. Not the low-scoring game we anticipated, but the boring game. It felt like the crowd was just quiet. I don't know if that was the Amazon factor. It didn't feel like KC was particularly loud last week, and now this week it didn't feel like First Energy Stadium had much energy. But the game also just kind of was dull. A lot of running, and I think the big takeaway, listen, obviously the Browns did not finish strong. The defense did not look good in the first half, but they got the win. They got the cover. It went over the total of 38.5, and then, of course, the end game shenanigans. If you picked up the Browns defense in fantasy, like me and my son did, and two of our four leagues, you benefited from the touchdown. Because here I am thinking, oh, the Browns will sack Mitch Trubisky six times. He's bound for an interception and a fumble like he does every week. Trubisky played a clean game. They only sacked him once late, and then they get the gift lateral touchdown. Gosh, you love that. Didn't impact the spread or the total. It did. Well, if you tease the Steelers, and I don't know why you would, then you took an L. But it was a bonus for my fantasy team. I think the only takeaway from this game is just watching Pittsburgh. They've now played three games this season. They were outgained badly by Cincinnati, but got the lucky overtime win. They were outgained by over 120 yards against the Patriots, and they were outgained on Thursday Night Football by the Browns and Jacoby Brissett. It's one thing to lose to Joe Burrow. They got lucky and beat him. It's another thing to lose to Mac Jones, who, middling quarterback. He was good last year. He ain't all that yet this year. And now you lose to Jacoby Brissett. And it's pretty clear that Trubisky is not the answer. And you have to wonder, with extra time to prepare, does Pittsburgh say, you know what? Let's get Trubisky out of there. Let's get the rookie, Kenny Pickett, some first-team reps. We've got the Jets on deck. That's a very winnable game. We think the Jets might win and go 2-1. Like, why don't we see what the rookie's got? And of course, you know, Mike Tomlin was asked that after the game last night. And instantly, he's like, definitively, no, we're sticking with Mitch. And it's like, you know, he's just one of these old school dudes who just, you know, wants to go with the safe quarterback that he knows, thinking, you know what, we made the playoffs last year. Why can't we do it again? I mean, I don't know how much of a realist Mike Tomlin is, but at 1-2, you have the Jets on deck. If you somehow manage to lose that game at home, and I don't think they will, you're dead. It's over. Because after that, you got Buffalo. You're not throwing Kenny Pickett against the best team in the league, not to mention a nasty defensive front. You're not throwing them up the week after that against Tampa, which just eats up quarterbacks, young, old, good, bad. They eat up everybody. And then after that, you've got Miami in prime time. I don't think you want Pickett's first game to be in prime time. Then after that's Philly. They got a great defensive front. We just saw what they did to Kirk Cousins in prime time. After that, New Orleans. Now that one's at home. And Saints D, we'll see if they travel. I don't know about them in Carolina this weekend. It's not a bet for me. But bottom line, there's some really good defenses on deck. If you don't go to Trubisky now, I don't think you go to him until around Thanksgiving. That's when it eases up. You get the Bengals at home. You get the Colts, the Falcons. Those three games are weaker, but this has got to be the spot for Trubisky if you want to pull him. Hey, Mitch, we showed you this is not an indictment. We're just going to change it up a little bit. Now, I don't know how much that would of a factor the young rookie's going to be, because frankly, that offensive line is putrid. Trubisky ends up scrambling for his life a lot of times. He wasn't terrible. He just doesn't inspire confidence. You don't watch him saying, all right, 2-minute drill, Trubisky, we got this. You know? I mean, I just, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you've got to be clamoring for Kenny Pickett. As for the Browns, Jacoby Brissett looked kind of good. I don't know. I mean, you know, last week's loss to the Jets is a brutal one, because otherwise this team should be 3-0. And remember, they're without Deshaun Watson until December. Can they hold it down that long? Next up, Atlanta Falcons, a trip to Hotlanta, the Dirty Birds. That's a team we will definitely be talking about at the end of the podcast. So Browns get the win. They get the cover. Total goes over. Fantasy victory. And we have maybe a mini quarterback controversy. All in all, that's a good Thursday night. All right, let's get to our guest, Dave Mason of Bet Online.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy you surely know. He's all over the media all the time. He's super popular. He runs Bet Online, a popular gambling site. And his name is Dave Mason. Dave, how are you?
I'm well, man. Week three of the NFL, so busier than ever. It's been a great start to the season, so love it, man. You know, summer, I get a little bored, and Saturday and Sunday, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do myself, but now I got stuff to do during the weekends.
It's funny. You say it's been a great 2 weeks. Is it ever a bad week for the house? I mean, really, in the NFL?
You do. You have those. If the favorites and the overs are covering, man, you get taken down. You know, you got, when you're in this industry, you got it. Whether you're better or you're booking, you got to think long term, because you're gonna have those weekends. We had 1 week. I can't even remember. We had a few weekends last year where it was tough, but we had one. It was just brutal. It was, you know, the biggest winning weekend in the history of the company for the public. And so you do, you know, you'll have bad days. You'll have bad, maybe a bad week here or there during the year, but you're not going to have it a bad month, and you're not going to have a bad year. So, you know, it's up, down, up, down.
I'm just curious. Obviously, you're high up at BetOnline, but is there anybody who comes to you after you guys have a bad week and is like, hey, what the hell happened? Why do we set such bad lines? Or do they understand, hey, this is a long game, we're cleaning up over the course of the season?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, I'm not too high up. it's part of the game, you know. Mm-hmm. It depends. If you have a bad line out there and you're getting beat, you know, if you have that's the frustrating part, you know. If the favorites of the overs are covered, there's nothing you can do about it. Right. You know, you can only go up so high. You know, everybody thinks you get 50-50 action on a game and you're just scooping the juice. That's not correct. We're trying to post the sharpest odds. So, you know, even if 80% of the money's on the favorite on a particular game, you know, if that favorite covers, you're going to get beat, but you can't go up too high, mm-hmm. or else you get beat by the sharks because they're waiting for that price. Right. And so, you know, as long as you're doing it that way, no one gets bad. But, you know, if the guys are slow to trigger, you know, if sharp action comes in and you know, you take a $50,000 bet on one side and you don't move it right away. And then you know, taking all these other bets and the screen is moving and our guys are slow to the trigger and you're taking all this, then another $50,000 bet comes in. That's when you have to start answering questions like, well, what the heck happened here? You know, $50,000 sharp bet came in and you didn't move immediately. You moved a minute later. Within that minute, you took another $100,000. Now you got $150,000 on the sharp side, the wrong side. So that's when you start mm-hmm. answering questions. So it's not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily, okay, you guys lost. It's like, okay, we did everything right. The numbers just didn't fall the right way. But, you know, if you left yourself open for more of a loss, then it's like, you know, what the heck you did? You guys are asleep at the wheel a little bit.
All right, before we get to week three, just a quick question, because, like, you know, I know market origination is a big topic in the industry as the gambling gold rush is going nuts in the last 5 years. For you at BetOnline, is it a race to beat people to the punch, or do you care more about, hey, we're willing to take big action, whereas some books, they just refuse to take any sharp action? Where do you stand on all that?
Yeah, I mean, we've been known to take sharp action, you know, for years now. I respect books that don't, you know, they get called out, but it's like, hey, that's their philosophy. Our owners, the guys who run the business, say, no, we want volume, right? We want as much volume as possible. You know, with that sharp action comes big volume. So these guys are betting four, five, even six figures. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's you take that sharp action. We open our lines early. Of course, there's risk management involved. You're not opening, you know, when you open these odds, you're opening. I think we're opening them at $3,000 size and $2,000 totals, or maybe it's 2-1. We're opening pretty much before the industry is a gold rush now. It's like people are opening up earlier and earlier, which is kind of good. It's good for the bettors. You know, it used to be us, you know, but back in the day, it was another book. Then we started doing it first. And now it's like, you know, it's an arms race who's going to open them first. But we still do, I'd say, most of the time open the odds first. And that's a good thing for the bettors because, you know, we're all competing with each other now, mm-hmm. all these books to get the odds up first. But so anyways, you open them up, you know, $3,000, $2,000 limits and, you know, you're not going to get killed that way. You know, you'll have some intelligent action coming in on those odds. Sure. But you're not going to have those super sharp, big volume bettors. Yeah. Those guys are waiting until later in the week when the limits go up everywhere because they have a bunch of outs and, you know, limits are five figures, whatever. And then they're firing. So by then, hopefully your odds are shaped a little bit better. So no, we're 100% bring on sharp action. Now, that being said, you know, if guys are just betting quarters or, you know, Russian ping pong or something, then it's like, you know, these guys are just props and we have to deal with those guys differently. But if they're firing at, you know, the standard sports, the standard, you know, spread total money line, if they're giving us action there, then they're going to be able to get down for a good amount. But again, if they're just hoodwinking us with, you know, third quarters and rugby and all the props and all this stuff, then it's like, come on, guys, you know, we need volume. We'll take sharp action as long as you get buyback from the public, but you're not going to get buyback from the public, enough buyback from the public on a, you know, a second quarter line or Russian ping pong or, you know, rugby halves or God knows what else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I saw last week, you know, I've been following Dave on social media for a while. And I saw last week, I think it was Sunday, that you posted there was a $100,000 bet on Sunday on someone. I'm forgetting. Was it the Giants maybe? I forget who it was. But instantly, my first question is, okay, A, was it sharp action? And B, did you move the line? Now, Dave can't answer all this stuff because he's got a lot of followers and, you know, the guy may be following him. But I'm curious, Dave, for week three, what's the biggest bet you've taken as we record this on Thursday afternoon?
Oh, biggest bet we've taken. Let me see here. I'd have to check here. I mean, a lot of the bigger bets don't come in until game day. You know, I'm just clicking on here. We got $12,000 on Indianapolis, plus seven. Let's see what we got tonight. So,
well, wait, hold on. Indy plus seven. It's now as market wide, probably 5.5, right? So I'm guessing you considered that bet a sharp one, right?
Well, it doesn't mean it's necessarily a sharp better. You know, it's a sharp number for sure. It doesn't mean you know, you got to, it's a long-term game. You know what I mean? Anybody can get a good number here and there, but, and it's,
well,
you know,
seven's a good number now.
It's a hell of a good number. Yeah. Now, is this guy sharp long-term? I'm not sure. His account number doesn't really ring a bell, but he sure as hell got a great number there. Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like a jackass. On Tuesday's podcast, I said the Chiefs were one of my better plays this week. That was the first bet I made. Kansas City, I got it 6.5. I thought it would go up because now, you know, no Pittman, no Leonard. Now it looks like Pittman's trending toward playing. I know Michael Pittman's not worth a point to the spread, but, you know, backs against the wall, all that silly narrative stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I still think Patrick Mahomes puts it on him here. It feels like Indy is the most public side, but maybe I'm just, you know, talking to sharp people who are smart and want to bet Indy.
Huh. Well, I mean, the majority of our action in that game is on KC. You know,
not a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest bet game for Sunday so far. I'll tell you that much. Has the most volume and the most bet count.
Is this an 80-20 split?
No, not at all.
Okay,
not at all.
All right.
58% of the, bet count. Yeah. 82% of the bets are on KC, whereas 58% of the cash is on KC, but, it definitely is getting the most early action, for sure. You know, KC, and he's like, those games that are right in there, those, and there's a ton of them this weekend. The action is good. We're going to have a lot of big decisions this weekend. Cause there's a lot of road favorites. Those are the games that get this big one-sided action because, you know, you got a team like KC, they're looking great. Then you got a team on the other side, Indy, that's looking horrible and it's -5.5. And the people that all the kind of more recreational bettors who just don't understand the home field advantage, they're looking at is that -5.5. Mm-hmm. No way should KC only be given 5.5. Yeah. Versus Indianapolis. They're not factoring in the, you know, the home field. They're just looking at that number. So, I mean, good God, there's so many, you know, road favorites this weekend. So it's going to be a lot of that this weekend.
It's weird. You know, I don't know how much you care about the actual matchup, but all I've heard from people is like, well, Indy can stop. Remember that game a couple years ago at Arrowhead? I was like, guys, Indy had a real defense. They had Eberflus.
All right.
He's gone. Did you see Trevor Lawrence was like 18 for 18 to start the game? This is not a good Indy defense. Anyways, I clearly got a bad number and I'm on the public side. Not a great combo, Dave.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What about
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue, while you prep your meats. That grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
49ers, they are also road favorites. That's Sunday Night Football, I'm assuming, a big decision.
Oh, that's going to be massive. I mean, the primetime games are always, you know, I just said that the KC and Indy getting the most action so far, but when it's all said and done Sunday, the night game will definitely have the most action. Those standalone games are big, and this game will be big. You know, the 49ers and now Jimmy G's under center. Broncos, they're struggling. This is one of those games, man. We're going to be huge Broncos fans. They got 49ers who are looking good now, and the Broncos who don't look that great. 67% of the early cash is on the 49ers. 79% of the early bettors are on the 49ers. They actually opened +1.5. And they're now currently 1.5-point road favorites.
So is that a sign that the general public, you know, the guys who are fans and betting $20 and not doing a ton of analysis, and the guys who are betting, you know, not $12,000, but $5,000, $10,000, everybody on the Niners?
You know, so far, I mean, I'm looking at our biggest bets here. And again, these bets will be a lot bigger come Sunday, but yeah. You know, not a lot of big wagers yet. You got 3,000 on those big bets come in the game day, man. I mean, you know, they come in big on game day for whatever reason. Well, first of all, the limits are bigger, but we raise our limits. You can get down for a substantial amount of money, but you know, that just proves too that a lot of these big bettors aren't really sharp. You know, one thing I've learned in this industry is a lot of people have a lot of money out there. It's just amazing how much, I mean, there's so many rich people out there. And so it's just incredible that how much they bet on these games, and it doesn't mean they're sharp. And, you know, they're probably smarter than the average bettor, but you know, whatever, but no, we're definitely going to need Denver. You know, just one of those games where, San Francisco's trending up and Denver's been a disappointment. So, you know, small spread, we're going to need Denver without a doubt. We'll be in, and hopefully they'll get it done.
So I already, I told you my first bet was Chiefs. My biggest bet this week, actually bigger than any of the bets I made the first 2 weeks, is the Falcons. And I see, okay. I clearly didn't get the 3. That's gone. It's now pick 'em. I am curious, are you seeing any action at all? There's a crap game, right? Two bad teams.
Yeah.
Is just one of these under the radar games. You know, Falcons were a road dog, but they I don't know if you saw this. They stayed on the West Coast this week. They did not head back to Atlanta. A lot of bonding happening. I just think Seattle's total garbage.
Yeah, I mean, that week one game was awesome. And that was a prime example, kind of talking about what I said earlier, where we don't book 50-50 action because we needed Seattle so much in that week one game, and we didn't move the number, and because we knew Sharps would take it if we moved the number, and we dug our heels in the sand and took a position on that game, and it worked out great. Now, of course, it doesn't always work out that well that way, but whatever. 71% of the early money's on Atlanta with you. 67% of the early bettors are on Atlanta. Took some sharp action on the Falcons at +2.5. And yeah, we opened it, I think, Atlanta +2.5. It's not getting a lot of overall action, but who knows come Sunday, you know, who knows. But looking at the board right now, it's the only game getting less action is
Carolina Saints, I bet.
Raiders Titans.
I thought Raiders would be a slam dunk there. That's a bit of a surprise.
Not yet, but again, we're early. You just never know.
Let me ask. So Dave, you look at the Buffalo Bills injury report for Thursday. You see both safeties are out. You see one of their defensive tackles out. Basically, they're down 4 starters as of right now. Could be as many as 6. They're on a short week. Do you just let the market decide where the line's going, or do you say, you know what? I watch the NFL. I set the lines. I'm going to move this ahead of the market down toward Miami, or do you wait for the bets?
A little bit of both. You know, okay. we'll tweak it without a doubt if need be. Let me see where we open that one. Let me see. It's definitely moved. I know that.
Yeah.
And without it's been 6, 5.5, 5. It was 4.5 for a minute. It's trend down, but you know, if people bet it, that's a thing now as well with just so much information out there that people can beat you to this information so fast. You know, this Twitter, we all have our tweet decks loaded in and all the information coming in. But, you know, back in the day, you know, all these sharp guys are hustling and getting newspapers from, you know, all over the country, you know. That stuff's at everybody's fingertips now with Twitter. You're getting it in seconds instead of hustling for newspapers and calling up beat writers across the country. So it just made everything so much easier for the better to get this information too. So it is a challenge, but no, we'll move it off that information without a doubt. Nothing makes the number move more than sharp action, not public action, not our opinion. It's all about the sharp action. We let the sharps dictate where that number is going to go.
So let's drill down on the sharps for a second, if you don't mind. So obviously there's these groups, these syndicates. I have a couple buddies who are involved in some of them. And, you know, every time I hear like, oh, the sharp action, sharps are hammering. Like, Dave, can you just explain in depth what you think that means? Because these guys, you know, it's not like they're winning 70% of the time or 80% of the time.
Oh,
right?
God, no.
Right, exactly.
God, no, absolutely.
They just have more money, right? Or is it a thing where you respect that bet because they've been doing it longer?
What we consider sharp, we look at two things. A, long-term winner. And B, we look more at it, but these are the two main things we look at. Long-term winner. Anybody can go on a win streak for a day, a week, a month, even longer. Anybody, not anybody can, but a lot of people can, you know. But so long-term winner, you know, over a season, over a year, over a number of years, et cetera. Also, are they getting the best of the number? Are they beating that closing line? And I see that all over Twitter too. You need that closing line value. You need to be, you know, you need to be betting games at you're getting it at +3 when it closes +2.5. If you get that long term, you're going to beat the house because that, especially in the NFL, I mean, that's such a hard sport to beat because, you know, we can do this stuff blindfolded, these NFL spreads and trading. There's so much volume. It's just so much easier than any other sport to book. But if you can do that long-term beat, that closing line value, doesn't matter the sport, doesn't matter the bet type. If you can do that, you're going to beat the house. So that's what we look at. You know, I'll get guys who have sheets, affiliate sheets, whatever, and they'll ask me, oh, this guy's beating the heck out of my sheet this month. He's up X amount of money. I'm upside down, blah, blah, blah. I haven't sent it to our main odds guy, who's the best in the business at this. And I said, you know, is this guy sharp? If we need to know. And he'll look at it and he'll look. Those are things he looks. Okay, we'll run it. Oh, like, no, he's down X amount lifetime. He's just on a great run the last few weeks. Or he'll be like, well, he's up. he's up XYZ over the last 3 years, and then he looks at his bets and is like, oh yeah, this guy's beating the closing number without a doubt. So there's that. But there's all sorts of, man, yeah. there's all sorts of different kind of sharps. And you got guys that are scalping, you know, they got bots and they're scalping numbers and all sorts of stuff. But those true originators, I mean, those guys, you're tracking their bets. When their bets come in, we notice it and we're moving the odds. So they're out there. It's not just about volume. It's about long-term winners and if they're getting the best of the number.
The thing, what hurts most about closing line value, for instance, I had the Panthers last week, and I think they flipped as dogs to maybe 1-point favorites at close. And you're feeling good going in. They fumble the friggin' opening kickoff. And then they get the ball back and they fumble again. And I'm just like, you know, what am I going to do with the closing line value on that? It's just frustrating. But like you said, if you can do that historically,
yeah,
multiple seasons, the numbers are going to bear out in your favor. Yep. Let me ask about my Jets this week. There seems to be a divide. It looks like money's coming in. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, on the Bengals here, despite them being 0-2, Jets coming off a big win. What are you seeing on the Bengals Jets?
We're going to need the Jets a ton. Mm. That's our most lopsided need on Sunday. Again, all this can change, but 85% of the early cash is on the Bengals -6. That'll be a huge, huge, huge teaser game. Those 6-point spreads, 7-point spreads are just huge teaser games. Everybody's going to be teasing that down to a pick 'em. So that's going to be a huge need on Sunday, without a doubt. And money line parlays too. You know, those games, everybody's teasing those 6-point favorites, you know, -245. They'll be teased with, you know, the Bills and all these other teams that are right there in the -200 or -300 range. And they tease 4 or 5 of those teams to get +200 or whatever. And so if they start hitting, you're like, oh my God. So without a doubt, we'll be on the Jet. We'll need the Jets big on Sunday.
So it sounds like you need the house. We'll need the Broncos, the Jets. I'm going to go ahead and toss Washington in there.
Washington. Let me see on Washington.
Because off Philly's huge win on Monday.
All right.
They're now like a contender in the NFC. Everybody's betting Jalen Hurts at the wrong time to win MVP.
As of now, no.
No, really?
As of now, no. Again, it's early. But yeah, as of now, more money's actually on Washington. But I think by Sunday, that will, without a doubt, that'll flip. You know, this, you're talking about 90% of the money's yet to come in. So, yeah. Bet count. There's more bettors on the Eagles, but there's more money on Washington. And that's, you know, this early too. It's like a few big bets can just put that all out of whack. You know, it's like, that's kind of like, I tweet the splits, you know, and early in the week I'll do bet count. Cause you know, a couple big bets can just put it all out of whack. And then later in the week, my splits are, I do the money. But yeah, by Sunday, I'm confident and we'll need the Eagles, but that'll be a big teaser game too. Cause they're -6. The Eagles are -6.5. So everybody's going to be teasing that down to, you know, -0.5 point.
One last game to look at. How are you handling the Justin Herbert cartilage injury? It looks like you guys are at 7 now. 7 seems to be a market number against the Jaguars, who are kind of frisky, I guess, this year.
They're very frisky. People are betting them in this game. Let's see, about 64% of the early cash is on the Jags. Let me see bet count here. And about 60% of the early bettors are on the Jags. So yeah, I'll be one to keep an eye on. I think we have it 6.5 now, or is it 7? I think 6.5.
Yeah. I mean, the Chargers historically have been choke artists as big favorites. But again, Justin Herbert is not Philip Rivers or whoever the hell else they had in the past. But on the injuries, you know, especially to a quarterback, was there a big downgrade to like a Dak Prescott to Cooper Rush?
Yeah. I mean, the Super Bowl odds went from 25-1 to 50-1. For that game in itself last weekend, they went from 2.5-point favorites down to 7-point underdogs. Oof. And of course they won outright.
Naturally.
What the hell does everybody know?
And now you've got the media speculating that Cooper Rush and Dak are some kind of nonsense quarterback battle.
Yeah, right. So, you know, it's, I mean, shoot, you know, I think they got lightning in a bottle there 1 week, and we'll see how it goes this weekend and going forward. But I'm a Philly guy, so hope they, we needed them last weekend. That was our biggest decision of the weekend last week, that we needed them big time last weekend. So glad, it's hard rooting for Dallas being from Philadelphia, but, you know, but games like that, I'll do it. I'll make an exception.
So I guess we can wrap up on this one. You know, as the gambling gold rush really gets popping, and, you know, Fox and all the other networks are talking about gambling, are you seeing a significant rise in handle every week, say year over year, say versus 2019, 2018?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, how significant are we seeing, or what's your guess as to spinning this forward? I guess part two. Where are we in 3 years? Are there going to be more operators? Will there be consolidation?
That's a tough one, man. Well, to answer the first thing, like, our business is better than ever, you know, and when all these new books entered the market a few years ago, I was a lot more pessimistic, but, you know, there's more gamblers out there. That's the thing. It used to be, you know, you watch Fox, or, you know, you watch all the sports shows, all the sports networks, and no one could mention odds. Everything was kind of hush, hush, wink, wink, some kind of vague reference. Now it's everywhere. I mean, you turn on these sports shows and there's odds just everywhere. So that's, and the competition's just everywhere. So that's just turning more bettors on. And, you know, we're here, we've been here for, you know, two decades, and we know what we're doing, and we're an established brand. So, you know, we've been around here forever. So, you know, we have a great product, earliest opening odds. Like I said, you know, if you like baseball, our dime lines are some of the best, where a lot of these new operators don't even know what dime lines are. So we're giving great value. So yeah, I mean, business is better than ever. So going forward, that's a great question. I mean, you know, you got a couple of these new onshores. They're just everywhere, and some other ones are struggling, I think. But I don't know, man. I mean, we're here for the long haul. We have a great loyal player base who love us. So, you know, every year I expect us to go, okay, this is it. We can't get any bigger, but we keep it getting bigger. I would have lost a lot of money betting my boss, because he was a lot more optimistic than I was, but I can be a kind of a glass half empty kind of guy sometimes, you know, being from the Northeast and kind of somewhat miserable, but that's having that Philly attitude. Right. But, I would have lost some money on that, but, no, it's awesome, man. We're killing it. I mean, right, Sunday, man. NFL Sunday was that was our second biggest day of active sports bettors on the site. The only bigger day was last year's Super Bowl. So
in the history of the site?
Yeah. Well, we're getting bigger every year, though. I mean, I think that, like, I've been here, 12 years. Every year we've grown, except I think, was it 2018 or 2019? I mean, COVID was a throwout right? Yeah, I mean, it's screw that. 2020 throwout year. But even then, when football came back, I mean, We grew from 2019. 2019, I think, was stagnant. It was either 2018 or 2019 where it was just level. Nothing really happened. And but every year, other years been growth, man. It's incredible. Like I said, I would have lost a lot of money betting on that.
Yeah. Geez. All right. Dave Mason, Bet Online. Yeah, Dave, congrats on all your success. I would say good luck this weekend, but, you know, I'm betting against you. obviously, I don't want the house to beat me. You know, thanks for taking the time, and enjoy the games.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Good stuff from Dave Mason. It's very clear. I really like listening to kind of his breakdown of the games and the money and the public. Like, that stuff just, I eat it up. I hear it. It's interesting. Listen, it's not the end all be all. You can never go, you know, a long distance in gambling just by basing everything on that. That's just part of the equation, right? You break down the games, you track the market. Like, it's a big bowl of soup, and you hopefully you'll cook up something really good and tasty that you like. So, obviously, you know my Chiefs bet. Listen, I get it. I got a bad number. It's going the other way on me. I still have confidence. At the end of the day, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes indoors against a defense coached by a guy named Gus Bradley. You guys familiar with his work? All Mahomes has done is just destroy him throughout his career. Gus Bradley has been with the Chargers. He's been with the Raiders. And he's always gotten torched by Mahomes. Now, maybe he can change his stripes, mix things up. I know the Indy offense will be all geeked and ready to go. I don't know. I'm sticking with Casey. I'm not buying out of that. Elsewhere, your boy has clocked in, and some of these numbers are gone. I think I've talked about them earlier in the week. Packers, Tampa, under 42. Niners, Denver, under 44. And of course, watch this, started by Cleveland, Pittsburgh on Thursday, be the week that unders stop cashing and the overs flip. Of course, you know, that's how life works. What else do we have here? We have Raiders. I don't like the Raiders. I just really don't like the Titans. And if you look at the injury report, and maybe I'm reading too many injury reports this week. Honestly, every day you got to look at that sucker. The Titans are beat up. That offensive line is decimated. The Bills pushed them around. Taylor Lewan out. I mean, Max Crosby could absolutely wreck that game. Now, yeah, Jeffrey Simmons is likely to do the same for Tennessee. But the back end of the Titans, the secondary, I mean, Stephon Diggs is just running all wide open. And Adams is coming off a small game where he did virtually nothing in the loss to Arizona. It's a Raiders team that was competitive against the Chargers, who we all think is a top 10 team. And they should have beat the Cardinals up 20-0, just blew the game. I think the Raiders are the side here. I don't love the travel spot. If you can find a three, amazing. But definitely Las Vegas Raiders. I am on the New England Patriots, a juiced three. It looks like and the under 43.5 as well. It looks like Lamar Jackson, whatever his little practice thing was Wednesday, was fine on Thursday. He's a go. He's throwing. I still think low scoring game. Now maybe Mac Jones opens it up like Tua and they exploit that Baltimore secondary. But I do think the Patriots are the side. I'm still a little ticked. I pulled off the Patriots last week because of the Mac Jones stuff, and they handled Pittsburgh easily. I did take a nibble of Washington at 7, but a juice 7, that's long gone. And I do wonder, is Philly the side in Survivor? So I'm in 3 of my 4 Survivors. I almost took Cleveland. I wish I had. In hindsight, you always say that. But it's, the 2 most likely sides are Vikings, who let me down all the time, and they are notorious for letdowns, and the Chargers, who have a banged-up quarterback and also have a history of letdowns. And Jacksonville offensively can hang. I don't know if they can stop Herbert and company. And then you keep looking around, you're like, what about Philly on the road? Well, short week. Everybody loves him. Carson Wentz revenge game, in air quotes, and laugh about it. I don't know. I could see Philly losing this game. Philly's been just awesome through 2 games. And I was looking at Washington again because I was on Jacksonville in week 1. And Christian Kirk ate him up, just carved him up in the slot. Well, what did Amara St. Brown do in week 2? In the slot, Washington has no chance against him. Well, what do you think Waddle's going to do? I'm sorry, not Waddle. What do you think Devontae Smith is going to do out of the slot? Confusing my Alabama receivers in the NFL. A.J. Brown is going to have a field day. I like him. I mean, they went on the road in Detroit. The problem is this Philly D, for whatever reason, on the road, they let Detroit come in the back door. Could Washington do that? Could Wentz do that? He's not. You know Wentz ain't going to quit in his first game back in Philly. Against Philly. He's going to be extra motivation or whatever that all every show is going to talk about. I took Washington plus 7, but it's a juice 7 minus 128, so like $128 to win 100 to keep it simple. I don't know, guys. I don't love it. I'm thinking about the Eagles and Survivor. I had teased this on Coward, the biggest bet of the season so far I have, and every time I do that, I jinx myself. It's on the Atlanta Falcons. I was reading about the Falcons all week because I missed them. I think I got them in a bet, but not in the contest in week 1. And then I passed on them against the Rams, even though all week I talked about kind of liking them or not liking the Rams at 10. Now, 28-3, the Rams look good. Falcons come back. It feels like a team that's not going to quit. And they did not return to Atlanta after the loss to the Rams. They just went right up the coast to Seattle, had some team bonding. Some of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution wrote about it. I think The Athletic had a piece as well about the stuff they were doing to kind of bond. And, like, you take yourself away from all the distractions and the, you guys choked away 2 games and there's no long-term solutions and what's the problem with Kyle Pitts? They got away from all the noise. I think they kind of put on Seattle here. And I'm not a believer in Seattle. Again, I know everybody, first impressions are everything, and you watch Geno Smith in that first half at home against Denver, and Geno looked like decent. Seattle had, 3 months to put that game plan in place, and they look good. Guess what they've done since then? Absolutely nothing. Now, you could say, well, they played the Niners and the Broncos, and the Falcons don't have that good of a defense. I would argue Falcons, they got a couple good cornerbacks, Grady Jarrett in the middle. I don't think Seattle's going to have a ton of success. I don't buy Geno Smith, so I like Atlanta. It's at pick now. I got plus 1 and pick. They'll probably close as favorites. I took the Dolphins getting 6. I will probably hate this bet Friday if all the Buffalo Bills who were injured return to practice. I saw 5 offensive and defensive starters had missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. That's a lot of guys to miss on a short week. Buffalo clearly the better team, but you start taking away Gabriel Davis, both safeties, Jordan Phillips in the middle. And you know this Miami team is going to be live to come back with the receivers they got. And it looks like Buffalo is probably going to be starting 2 rookies on the outside. It's a dangerous spot for Buffalo. The line has moved significantly. I took the Dolphins. It's getting 6, and we shall see. I think for my 5 picks for the contest, I'm looking hard. Obviously Falcons, but I think the Minnesota Vikings are going to get in there. I think I'm going to probably ride with the Chiefs, unless that line continues to drop significantly. I think I'm looking at Dallas, but we'll talk about that game for Monday's podcast. I think I like Dallas. Dallas taking money, by the way. Giants opened as favorites. I don't know how the hell they're favored over anybody. None of the analytics like the Giants. Raiders, I think I like the Rams. If you can get a flat three, Rams against the Cardinals. I've looked at the matchup. History is just like the Cardinals never show well against the Rams. Kingsbury's lost 6 of 7 to McVay. A lot of them have been blowouts. The Rams have scored 30 or more points, I think, in 6 of the 7 meetings, or 5 of the 7. And Kyler Murray, obviously, last year, the last 2 games, oh, he was atrocious against this Rams defense. The pressure up the middle, he doesn't have any receivers on the outside. I mean, Greg Dortch was their leading receiver. Like, if you think Kyler Murray is just going to scramble around for 30 minutes and bail them out again, good luck. Okay? You could do that against the Raiders. Good luck doing that against Aaron Donald and company. I just don't think he wants that smoke from Aaron Donald. And I know he had a good game against the Rams early last season, but if memory serves, the Rams had just beaten like Tampa or some, it was like a massive win and there was a clear come down coming. And I think I even faded them the following week and lo and behold, they got smacked by the Cardinals. Cardinals played well early last year, still no DeAndre Hopkins. So I think the Rams are the side. And finally, I really wanted to take Denver. Can you take Denver if there's no Judy and no Surtain? Their best cornerback, their number two receiver, their number three receiver, Tim Patrick, who might be their two, is out for the season. It's like KJ Hamler, who's always hurt. And then you got to deal with Nathaniel Hackett. Like, I had the Broncos in bets in week one, lost, frustrated. And I had them in the contest in week two, lost, frustrated. Can I go down 3 straight weeks with these losers? It's just, it's tough to swallow. I mean, Nathaniel Hackett's so idiotic and moronic and over his head right now. But of course, they're underdogs at home. That's different than laying 9.5 or whatever it was to the Houston Texans. Or laying, what was it, 6 on the road to Seattle? So now you're getting 1.5 at home. You're an underdog. I think it's I think Denver has to be this. Denver a pass for me. So anyways, that's my week 3 breakdown. The one college football bet I made came in from a buddy, not going to say where he played college football, knows one of these teams extremely well, and he said lay it with Clemson. So I laid it with Clemson 7. It's a juice 7, minus 121. He said it with confidence, so I'm backing him blindly as he knows one of those teams very, very well. And he told me last week about this team's game, said, and I didn't make the play because, you know, we're friendly, but I'm not super tight with the guy. I was like, oh, okay. And then I see the result, and I was like, wow, that was a layup. He's like, yeah, I know them very well. And so I laid it with Clemson against Wake Forest, Clemson on the road. It looks like it's headed towards 7.5. I don't think it'll touch 8, but Clemson -7 in college football. All right, guys, have a great, great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.